Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
These letters were meant to be passed around to the seven churches of Asia. Not only to the seven churches, I'm sure they were distributed to the other churches. He said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." So what he said unto the church at Philadelphia, the church at Laodicea, who we're going to look at next week, Lord willing, they read what was eventually what the Lord had to say at the church at Philadelphia, and vice versa. All these churches were interchanged, the letters were interchanged among the churches, which is important to me, in that the Lord expects his churches to work together. Amen, preacher. Okay? We are an independent, fundamental, missionary Baptist church, but we are not so independent that we don't work with other churches. Are you following? I know independent churches who are so independent, they don't mess with nobody but themselves, and they do a disservice not just to their church, but to the economy of God by not working together. Whether it's missionaries of being able to go among the churches or just to fellowship and all. So we can see just in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord expected his churches to work together, to communicate together and not be an island to ourselves. And you get so much here, and that was so much true about the Church of Philadelphia. And I can imagine how encouraging it must have been to whether it's church at Smyrna or some of these other churches when they read what was going on at Philadelphia. Not only that, well, if the Lord can do that for them, he could do this for us. So beginning verse number 7, again, it says, "Unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia." Again, you know, I believe that the word angel here talks about the messenger, the pastor, the elder, the leader of the church, not some Gabriel-type angel or a Michael angel out there, but the leader of that church, the messenger. The man of God was supposed to stand before the church at Philadelphia and read the letter that was written to him from the mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so you get the context. "Unto the angel, write this," and the pastor was supposed to stand before the church. The congregation says, "Here's what the Lord's telling us. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Listen up." And then Jesus speaks these words. "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true." Before I go any farther, I got to move on. But there is so much here in these two words, the word holy and the word true. The word holy is that word we get the word hagios from. It means separated. Now, the Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." But really, ultimately, there's only one who is altogether holy. And who is that? God. And here, Jesus is declaring himself to be God, very God. Don't let nobody tell you that Jesus does not declare himself to be God. He's done it many times. We've seen it in the past in the book of John and other places where Jesus declared himself to be God. But here in this one short statement, when Jesus says, "He that is holy." Now, don't raise your hand. Can anybody here raise their hand and say, "I'm holy"? I know we want to be holy, and we try to be holy, but we're not holy in that perfect sense yet. Are you following? We're holy in that we're separated from God. Understand that principle. But you see what I'm saying. None of us is holy. Anybody mess up already this morning? Don't raise your hand. Okay. Well, not only he declares himself to be God, he's holy. There's none like him. He also declares himself to be true. Now we got Doug and Danny. They're great. Is Temple not going to be here today? Where? Oh, he's preaching. He didn't take Perlita with him. I'm putting a stop to that. I'm kidding. She'll sing up there and enjoy it. Temple's a Greek guy. From what I understand, what little language I had 1 year of Greek and 6 months, one semester of Hebrew, and that was enough for me. These guys have went on with their studies. God bless them. They know more than I ever know. But I learned there's two words in the Greek for truth. One is this, that true as opposed to fake. You know, fake, it's untrue. The other word is genuine. In other words, real. It's not, you see the difference? It's not a lie. That's one. Somebody's telling the truth, they're not lying. The other word for truth is that they're real. They're not, they're genuine. genuine, ever how you want to pronounce that word. The word true here literally means that he's genuine. He's the real thing. I like that. Jesus said, not only am I holy, there is none like me. Again, I don't know the word. Doug will probably look this up later if he don't do it now. I don't know. But the word is an off-growth. How do you say that? When you say it's come from the same word, the root word, as when Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When he said, I'm the truth, I'm the way, the truth, life, literally means I'm the only way. There's no other way. I am the truth. There is nobody but me. I'm the genuine. I'm the real thing. I'm the only truth. He's not saying I'm the only life. I'm the real thing. Are you following? Then he said, I'm the only life. Well, this same word is a, how would I say that, Doug? You're the Greek teacher. It comes from that root word of truth. It is, isn't it? Yeah, same root word, a little different word to it. I can't pronounce it. He could pronounce it. But still, it means what? Okay, you got that from authority, okay? You'll forget that in about 2 seconds like I will, okay? But I want you to get this. The meat, I go to these words, but I look at the meaning, what it means. And what it means, I'm the real thing. You know, they advertise Coke. It's the real thing. No. Jesus is the real thing. And so he says, and I got to move on. But that, to me, is just those are little nuggets of gold that you could just run with it and you could just stay on those. Jesus said, I'm holy and I am true. And he that hath the key of David, and so much I could say of this, a lot of this goes back to Isaiah 22, and time won't allow. You can cross-reference some of this. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. He's going to get a principle here that we're going to look at in the next verse. But look at this next phrase in verse number 8. I know thy works. Notice he says this to all the churches. I know thy works. And I always stop here for just a second. And just to think, he knows our works here at Westwood. And he knows our works personally. Personally. Me, Danny, Doug, Kelly, you lady. He knows we cannot, we make and hide it from each other. We make and get in the darkness of our homes, but can't hide it from him, which is good. It also could be bad. It all depends which side of the, strip you on there. He knows our works. Here's the neat thing. I wrote this down a while back about our works. John Calvin, and by the way, Sunday evening, I was able to watch the services as much as I could. And Dr. McAllister did a masterpiece Sunday night. If you missed it, you need to, when it's archived, I don't want it to be archived, but check that out. Matter of fact, Where's Kyler? He's around here somewhere. I told Kyler, or I won't tell Kyler, I want that Sunday night on Calvinism to be broadcast on the radio either this Monday or next Monday. I don't know what he's got lined up this week. So if you listen to WLVF as advertisement, WLVF 90.3 at 1240, either this week or next week, Monday through Saturday, Dr. Ray McAllister is going to deal with the subject of Calvinism, okay? Did an awesome job. Well, John Calvin, who, by the way, was not a friend of Baptists, you know that. There's another story there. I'd hate to be a Baptist and identify with Calvinism, but that's a whole other story, okay? John Calvin did say this. He was a saved man, I believe saved man. Just wrong on a lot of things. He said this, faith alone saves. Amen. Faith alone saves. But faith that saves is not alone. He talks about works. That's what the book of James is all about. And eventually I'll get back in Sunday night pulpit on Sunday nights and talk about the book of James. We just started the first chapter. How we are not saved by works, but we are saved unto good works. And so when he says, I know thy works, we ought to be working literally till Jesus comes.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for a special concert. The Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, this Saturday, December the 4th, at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Come hear the Kingsmen. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.